Hallelujah. No pressure, no pressure. We have a great teaching and ministering here, so no pressure, because it's one spirit, so it is well. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I ask that you will lead, guide, direct, Lord, as you confirm your words with the signs, Lord. I know what you sent me here for. I know my purpose. And I know, Lord God Almighty, that you will enlighten others by your word, by the message, by the music today. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that peace and understanding, Lord, will be in this place on all those who have an ear to hear, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we take this opportunity and we open our hearts and our minds to receive. And I speak a peace and a settling spirit, Lord, a teachable heart in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I thank God for the opportunity. And so I have a limited amount of time and I know him. You know, he can have a lot of closings, but I know he'll give me that look, and I'm always watching him to be in obedience to the way he wants the flow of the service to go. We've been getting ministered to. This series has been very powerful. After our next phase, which was the anniversary, the first anniversary, then we did Moving Forward. And in Moving Forward, how appropriate that God gave us the Go series. And the Go series, to go means to move. It means that something has life. It means that there's movement. And so anyone who's in the same place that they've been in, since you've been here and hearing the word of God, not the word of Pastor Derry, not the music of the worship team, but in the spirit, there is a sense of go. And where he tells you to go, it's not necessarily sometimes where we want to go. So I want to show you something. Can I have the slide up of the homes, the mansion and the other house? Okay, so go. If I say go, I have something for you. That's yours. Go. How many of you would knock down the person next to you to go there? Yeah, I bet there's not one person who could honestly say I wouldn't take it. Even if I didn't want to live there, I guarantee you, you would take it, you would sell it, you would invest it, you would rent it. Most of y'all would live there. Okay, so we would go there. Can you show the next one? If I said, I got something special for you, it's it, go, go get it. What would you do? That's like, go where? Go there? Where I live is better than that. Why would I go there? You know what God said? That's what's wrong with us. Each one provides shelter. Security can provide peace, can be a home, can provide love. See, what God told me to tell you was, it's us and it's our perspective. It's what we see. Because the person that lives there probably never saw that mansion. So when people are living next to that and they're living on the ground or living in a tent, if I said for them to go there, they say, a home? My home? God said, change your perspective, change your thought. This ministry will never look like what you left. It won't even look like what you think it's supposed to look like. Does anyone know why? It's because God didn't give you the vision. He gave Pastor Derry the vision 20 years ago. So what God told me very clearly is we want to decide where we want to go. And what we want to admonish you here is, how about we all go where God tells us to go? And that's really, really important. So you can take down that visual for now. And if you wouldn't mind putting up Proverbs 19 through 18 and 21 is what Pastor Derry has had us hearing. I want to concentrate on 21. And it says, many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. So for many of us, it's like you tell the kid, it's better for you, you just don't know it, just take it. Or how many times do you have to bump your head before you finally get it? Guess what? When we come to Christ, we come as a child. This ministry is in a childlike phase. It's growing fast. There are some wobbling, some toddler steps, some falling down, some getting back up. But the Lord knows the plans that he has for us. They're plans for good, not for evil. However, if I asked you where you wanted to live, you would pick the huge mansion. But if I asked you to build it from the ground up yourself, you would be baffled. You probably have an easier time building the hut, or as it was described, as a shack. Because that, you go, well, it looks like a straw roof and blah, 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 blah. Either one, though, without God, will not withstand a storm, will not withstand a test, will not withstand a trial. So we're much better when we can go and hire the architect, when we can get the plan. So what we're trying to give you in this go, what we've tried to do from the very beginning about Model Church, is lay a foundation. It's easy to walk into a ministry where everything is established. And guess what? We probably won't like that either. But here, when we are building from the ground up, it's requiring a special type of people. It's requiring people with vision and people who can see the perspective that God has given. People who need to be in tune themselves, likewise, just as God had us at the same place serving, not complaining, not toiling. I was there for the people. And what God told me was, Derry said it last week. I'm going to start with this. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Pastor Derry said, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask the thing. So if I talk to the two homes I saw and I ask them, you will hear what they are. One's a shack, one's a mansion. God said it's all shelter because, see, there's no variation. There's no difference in him. So in the city of Vallejo, there are many principalities and powers, I would say, that are trying to come against the city and sow confusion throughout our community, as we see throughout our world. So you have to be, in order for your heart not to fail in the time that God told us was coming, we have to know the voice of God in order to have peace and to be settled and have direction. So as Pastor Derry said, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask the thing. So don't walk into this gym and say, Jim, what are you? It's going to tell you it's a gym. But God told us it was our sanctuary. It was a house of worship. And many of you saw the transformation. So if he can do that, how much more can he do with us? How much more can he do with us when we are submissive and we do and go where God told us to go? Isaiah 29 and 16, how foolish can you be? Here, he is the potter, and he is certainly greater than you. The clay. Should the created thing say to the one who made it, he didn't make me? Does a jar ever say the potter who made me is not intelligent or stupid? So first of all, your perspective has to be, you know, when you look in a rearview mirror and it says things may appear smaller than they actually are or farther away. Some of you are still looking at the small things you left behind. You can't see the big truck in front of you because you're seeing the small things behind you that you left and complained about, that you left and weren't complacent with in your family, on your job, in your life, in your health, because this test right here is too great. But God said, keep your eyes focused on me. Pastor Derry shared also last week, 5 steps to a decision to discover our purpose. Decide to live by faith. Decide to live by love. Decide to live in victory. Decide to be led by the Holy Spirit. Decide to meet the needs of people. None of these have solely to do with your satisfaction or your picking and choosing your test, your trial, or how you're going to abide in them. And they all are going to probably test you and cost you something. To live by faith, my faith will be tried and tested. To decide to love everything that I've tried to commit to God about loving people who don't love me. Loving the unlovable is going to be tested. To live in victory, Satan's going to try to expose me as a loser. He's going to try to make people say, I thought God said you were more than a conqueror. I thought God called you to do great and mighty exploits. Everything you do can and will be challenged. To be led by the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to shut your own mind, your own thoughts, your own voices that talk to you, that show you, the visual things. To be led by the Spirit, you're going to have to be connected in the spirit, soul, mind, and body to Christ. And more importantly, the voices will come, but do you know how to recognize when it's God? To meet the needs of people, oh, wow, the poor will be with you always. Hungry, needy, discouraged, indebted, discontented. They don't want it, Lord. I'm doing the best I can. But still serve. Still love. Still move forward in what God told you to do. The scripture, Jeremiah 1 and 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. A prophet is described as someone who speaks for God, and they need to be divine. Now, am I saying I'm a prophet? Am I saying Pastor Darius a prophet? No, I'm saying God says you're a prophet because you bring good news and you're supposed to be hearing and speaking and representing Christ. So when you talk out, a lot of people can't determine, did God say it or did you say it? It's very important as we go that we understand who we are. And in order to be different than what we believe we've left in the past or not happy with where we are and being complacent, we've got to make a decision. And we got to understand the importance of the call and who we are, who God called us to be. I want to end by talking a little bit about perspective. Perspective. The vision, it's like in the mirror, when you see it, what you see may appear smaller or larger. That's your personal filter. Perspective. Your perspective of how you view yourself and your purpose has everything to do with how successful you will be under any leader or visionary. Your perspective of who you are and your ability to see your purpose has a direct bearing on how and what you will accomplish. Your success and your purpose has nothing to do with how others see you. Actually, it's how you see yourself. How you see yourself. So you can have all the money in the world and be unhappy. You can have a congregation full of people and be a pastor who doesn't walk in the call. You can be given every gift and talent to sing and to be a great worshiper, and still, your perspective of who you are, what you do, and how you do it has everything to do with how far you go. So here we're looking for people with the perspective that God has given for this ministry, because it's bigger than us, and we understand it's about the city. So God told me a couple of weeks ago, I walk every day, well, every other day. I walk, and I've been walking for years in the same place. And God said, I don't want you to walk the same. I walk, and I pray, you know, okay. He said, no, stop. Stop. I didn't realize it, but I was on the top of a hill. And he said, look. And where I could see was up by where Costco is. And it was up in the houses, and there was no one else there. It was just the power poles, and it's a path. And he said, look. And I could see Mare Island. I could see all the way going to Hunter Hill where the truck stops are. I could see where the Carquinez Bridge is. I could see Benicia. I could see Glen Cove. I could see North Vallejo, South Vallejo, Mare Island. He said, I'm giving you a different perspective. You've walked by the same thing every day. I'm giving you a different perspective. And he said, I want you to stop here every time you walk, and I want you to take authority over the principalities and the powers at Mare Island, where death was manufactured through guns and weapons of war. He said, I'm gonna give you a perspective. Don't be afraid. He said, bind the principalities and the spirits of death, and you'll understand why death is allowed in this city, why we had a high crime rate for a small city. He said, understand and pray for your city from this highest point. And he told me to come to a high point. He said, I can't go back where I was. He said, tell your people, don't go back to what you left. Get a different perspective. See with the eyes of God. The same week, I was walking again, almost to that point, and I saw two ladies in front of me. One looked like she might have been the mother of the other lady. The youngest one, I bet, was probably at least 60. And I'm walking, I'm power walking, you know, I'm thinking I'm bad. And then God said, I want to give you the compassion for these people. I want you to see with my eyes. I want the things that break my heart to break your heart. Church, I looked at them. One was limping, and the other lady was moving so slow. But they were out there. And it took me back to when I was so sick that I couldn't even walk. The thought of walking hurt. And I said, look at these women walking. And as I passed them, God said, don't ever measure what I gave you to do with what someone else is doing. Because they are like the woman that gave all she had at the temple, where I'm out there just walking with my waist thinking I got it going on. God said, look, let this break your heart. See the people for who they are in my eyes. Stop judging us from our flaws and from our perspective of mistakes. It made me cry like a baby. So when I got to that hill, I prayed for the city like I never prayed before, because there's hurting people here. There's broken families here. I'm worried about my broken family, my broken heart. God said, if you will pray for this city that I called you to, if you will see my perspective and stop looking in the mirror ahead, in front, beside, stop seeing that raggedy hut and see it as somebody's home. Stop seeing the feeble as weak and see them as strong like I see them. Stop and get a different perspective. Get a different perspective. Everybody here, you will be asked to receive a different perspective. It's a renewing of the mind. Who gets to start over at a brand new ministry from the ground up? Who? I'm sorry. I was up there crying today. I got one more chance. I got another chance to do this. And I will not be distracted. Satan will not whisper in my ear. He will not discourage me. God said, have compassion, LWC. If someone comes to you sowing discord, stop them. The call is too great. If someone comes to you limping and they need healing, pray for them. They must be broken in the name of Jesus. Pray for them. Don't let them limp and walk by and not pray for them. So when I'm whispering, I'm bringing discord. I'm limping. I'm broken. Pray for me. Don't listen to me. Pray for me because I don't know. My perspective is off. Oh, but God said today you know your perspective. And it's to bring healing. It's to bring liberty. It's to set the captive free. And it's to change this city. And in order for us to be different, we've got to understand our call. And I do not apologize for not speaking the truth in love. Great is the work. To build something from the ground up, it requires a lot more than to walk in and have it turnkey. Do you understand? We've got a lot of work to do. But God has sent the people. And together we are stronger than we are apart. But we will not stop. I'm going to close. Sorry, Derry. So 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, my favorite scripture. Know ye not that all who run in a race run all, but only one will receive the prize. Run your race, that you will be able to receive the prize. Otherwise, you're just running to be tired. He told me to walk with purpose through my city. Not just, oh, Lord, bless the city. He said, no, understand what's going on here. That's why you're here. And don't be afraid. Break it. Break it. So, again, perspective. I'm going to end with Jeremiah 29, 11 and 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and to give you a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I'm not here to judge your heart. I'm here to tell you that we serve the same God and that He has the answer for us. So for each of us, perspective. So the shack and the mansion serve the same purpose. For someone, they're the best home that they have. But do you know that God has much more for us, even than that? So if I live in the shack and I'm healthy, I'm better than being sick in the mansion. We've got a brand new start and we're happy here, but don't be sick in the mansion. Hallelujah.
Thank you.